anything that you do, you should give over to God with prayer. Now, you should have formal prayer. The idea that I pray to God all day long, when people say, do you say your prayers? Oh, I pray to him all day long. I'm thinking, you know, yeah, and you could sell me part of the bridge in New York. That's not true. You have to have formal prayer in order to have informal prayer. That's the mistake that a lot of people make. You have to have formal prayer. You have to say your prayers in the morning and in the evening. Maybe one, maybe the other, hopefully both. Maybe in the afternoon too. And you have to do prostrations and you have to do intercessions and stuff like that. Very important. But then on a day-to-day basis, an hour-by-hour basis, when there is a need, you pray. You continue instant in prayer. And you always consider prayer to be the first and the middle and the last thing that you do in any task. Without prayer, you can't do anything. Now, you might appear to be able to do something without prayer, but it doesn't have that spice. It doesn't have that zest of the Holy Spirit if you don't do it with prayer. So continuing instant in prayer will help you very much to not be so anxious about things, so unsettled about things, so just out of sorts about things. Continuing instant in prayer no matter what.